Good afternoon. This is Mandy Billings with KSOM News. This week, the State Fire Marshal's Office has investigated two mobile home fires in parts of western Iowa. Each fire resulted in serious injury or death to its occupants, and each home had no working smoke detectors. On Saturday at 9:34 p.m., firefighters responded to a fire at 227 12th Street in Fontenelle. Upon arrival, firefighters found the two occupants lying on the ground outside of the home. Each had sustained burn injuries. Both 63-year-old Susan Davis and 60-year-old Howard Berger were transported to the Adair County Hospital before being transported via life flight to the University of Iowa Burn Unit. Mr. Berger died at the burn unit on Sunday morning. An autopsy is scheduled to determine the cause of death. Ms. Davis remains in critical condition at the University of Iowa Burn Unit. Local fire officials requested the Office of the State Fire Marshal investigate the cause of the Fontenelle fire. Investigating agents determined the fire was accidental and started by the careless discarding of smoking materials. Additionally, the pace of the fire was accelerated by the excessive storage of combustible materials. These storage items also restricted access to exits. There were no working smoke detectors in the home. This morning at 2:15 a.m., firefighters were called to 3510 North 9th Street, lot number 212 in Carter Lake, on a report of a fire. Upon arrival, Carter Lake police entered the home and rescued the single occupant, 74-year-old Donna Thomas. Ms. Thomas was transported to Creighton Hospital in Omaha before being transported via life flight to the St. Elizabeth Burn Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. Ms. Thomas has sustained life-threatening injuries. Agents have determined that the fire is accidental, with a fire originating from an electrical short in the wiring of a small appliance near Ms. Thomas's bed. Additionally, the pace of the fire was accelerated by the excessive storage of combustible materials. These storage items also restricted access to exits. A Council Bluffs man sustained serious injuries in a motorcycle accident that occurred near the Mills and Pottawatomie County line Saturday. According to the Mills County Sheriff's Office, 27-year-old Nicholas J. Mason was southbound on 221st Street at a high rate of speed. He entered a left turn and lost control of the bike, sliding into a county road sign. Mason was thrown approximately 300 feet before landing and rolling to a stop, with the motorcycle 50 feet in front of him. LifeNet airlifted Nicholas J. Mason to Creighton. The Cass County Sheriff's Office would like the public to be aware of a scam that is currently going around the area, wherein a person calls claiming to be a grandchild, most commonly, or another relative, and says they are in jail and need money. The Sheriff's Office encourages anyone receiving a call of this nature to be suspicious and ask questions of any caller with such a claim, and to attempt to contact your grandchild or other relative yourself to verify the story being told to you. On Friday, members of the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force conducted an undercover operation into the illegal sale of alcohol to minors in Council Bluffs. A total of 8 businesses were checked, with 5 making sales to a minor. The task force conducted the operation with the assistance of an 18-year-old female and 18-year-old male. 6 criminal citations were issued for selling alcohol to a minor. They include Jenny Knoll, an employee with Sugar's Lounge; Michaela Hotz, an employee with German Beer House; Brenda Donaldson, an employee with Main Street Tavern; Derek Rodwell and Shelley Biggs, employees with Do Rock Inn; and Matthew Way, an employee with J&B's Lounge. The 3 businesses that were in compliance were Venue, Salty Dog Bar and Grill, and Goofy's Corner. This type of operation is an ongoing basis, and the task force will continue to check local businesses in the future. Despite near heroic efforts by the Council Bluffs wastewater treatment staff, repairs to a valve on a sewer force main have been delayed due to high floodwaters. A passerby reported the leak to the Council Bluffs staff about noon Saturday, but the city had to pump water down behind a levee to reach the sewer main on the south side of the city near Interstate 80. Wearing life jackets, city staffers tried to shut an air relief valve and discovered the valve was broken. A contractor tried to make repairs or temporarily plug the leak last weekend, but was unsuccessful. The city estimates 100 to 200 gallons of wastewater per minute are discharging to the Missouri River. The city planned to make temporary repairs on Monday, but will be unable to make permanent repairs until floodwaters recede. The DNR will continue to monitor the situation and provide technical assistance as needed. Senator Chuck Grassley today announced that the U.S. Department of Transportation has distributed three grants totaling more than $1 million to Iowa. Council Bluffs Municipal Airport will receive $656,179 from the Federal Aviation Administration to make improvements to manage stormwater runoff and comply with environmental requirements. The Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau will receive $246,672 from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to force occupant protection programs to reduce deaths and injuries from riding unrestrained or improperly restrained. And nighttime construction work will cause lane closures on eastbound Interstate 80 between Madison Avenue, Exit 5, and US 6, Exit 8 near Council Bluffs from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. beginning today until Saturday, weather permitting. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.